What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we take more phone calls, I have an update on this story about the eight-month-old child who was killed by an Israeli sniper at the border between Gaza and Israel. And when the story first came on out, we had a caller who called on in and said, how could this mother be that stupid? Which I obviously agreed. Apparently, she didn't intend to go to the border protests. There was a mix-up. She got on the wrong bus and didn't realize that she was going to the border protest until she was actually there. Apparently, she got on out, was looking for a way to get away from there, and that's when the shooting actually happened. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it's, you know, there's a little bit of a digital processing delay in your all's program feed, and I had originally called with what you were talking about at the very. I heard it after the board op said, "Oh, he's talking about that right now," and but so I can add a little something to that. What you were mentioning about the archaeology, I had heard a story about one of these ark hunters, you know, that had decided to hunt for some other tombs or something in Jerusalem, and he had found caves underneath of Golgotha and started looking at that, and it looked like to him there was a place on top of Golgotha where they, you know, had these holes to put the crucifixes down in, and he found a crack and followed it down to some caves and claims that the ark is hidden underneath of there, and that's where one of the temples actually was, and archaeology's all wrong, but, you know, it's a little bit far-fetched. But one thing that the actual official archaeology folks found was a bath, a Roman bath that dates to like 150 A.D. underneath of the Wailing Wall with coins that date, put it contemporarily dated. I guess they dropped coins in the bath or something. And so the entire Wailing Wall that everybody's, a lot of people are saying, you know, prophecy stuff, prophecy pundits, John Hagin, all these pro-Zionists are saying not one stone shall be left upon another, and therefore that wall is part of the temple. Well, it turns out it wasn't part of the temple.
No, and, it wasn't. It was the foundations of a Roman fort.
Yeah, so that's kind of ironic. We got all these Jews bowing and bobbing to a temple to a sun god or something. I mean, that just seems... That just seems wrong in so many ways, you know, that like they're engaging in unwitting idolatry or something. But, you know, don't you have a section on whatreallyhappened.com about the family of Jesus and how they were persecuted and chased by both Roman Catholics and are being probably people that are being killed now besides actual Christians?
I have an article called Killing the Family of Jesus, which is where geneticists have basically said that the closest living descendants to the biblical Hebrews are the present-day Palestinians. After 2,000 years, probably most of them carry the blood of Jesus/Joshua, you know, in their DNA. Skipping on back here to the coins and the Roman baths, the Romans believed that copper was a cure for arthritis. And so Romans who were dealing with arthritis would throw some copper coins into the bath and wear copper jewelry as well.
Well, there's a lot of modern folks that tout that, but, you know, you can do a lot more with just getting some of this modern sad American diet out of your habits, you know, with the I think we're eating something crazy, like over 100 and some pounds of sugar a year, whereas you go back 100 years ago and people only ate about 4 pounds of molasses and honey and sugar. So that's causing a lot of trouble. But there's apparently these societies of Christians, because Jews can't set foot upon Temple Mount ritually. They're considered defiled because they can't do their animal sacrifices. So there's these Christians that go up on Temple Mount every year and lay a ceremonial cornerstone for a new temple. Now, I would just ask, I know you're not necessarily Christian, but I would say, doesn't that fit right in with the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways? Here you are wanting to support a new temple that would make Jesus' sacrifice pretty much null and void by restarting animal sacrifices and turning back to the shadow. I think a lot of Christians have short-circuited their head and they're double-minded by supporting, just blindly supporting, Israel. And then South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, had a large contingency of Jewish folks that fought for the South. They were so pro-slavery, they fought for the South. So, you know, that and that's historically across Jewish history. They were involved in the slave trade to the point to where now, I think this goes back to Trump's executive order on December the 21st, against human trafficking, when they went in there and just beat Libya to pieces with their mercenaries, and that'd be Hillary and crew. Now it's a big slave market.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, it is. And you're absolutely right that they had a big role in the American slave trade, which is glossed over in the history of that era.
It's going on to this day. I mean, it's going on to this day, and companies like Dynacorp, and I don't know, you probably remember the Airlift of Evil and that kind of stuff, but some of these American companies, their international divisions are involved in this. And it's legal in some of these countries, like in the Isles of the Greek Isles or whatever, and in Jerusalem. You can be a pimp as long as you only have one girl. some of these American companies in their international division, they're actually providing girls in Israel. And nobody, it's rare that somebody talks about that. I don't know if you've seen Jill and Joanne, and Jim Moriarty. They would be a good interview, I think, if you haven't already. I missed it if you did. I think they'd be a great interview. They escaped Al-Qaeda by several... close calls. They almost got killed in Libya, and they have direct evidence of the it was not a popular uprising against Gaddafi. So
no, of course it wasn't.
But you know that's part of this program. I think I saw a clip on your website about I can't remember the general's name who saw that in the Pentagon. Basically, the famous quote: anything looks like a nail. We're talking about replacing all these countries at the behest of Jerusalem. And so Syria is next in the list. I guess we've got Iraq. They got rid of Gaddafi. Who else is next? They got regime change in Egypt, Syria. I can't remember the list. But
I'd have to go back and find that video from General Wesley Clark, who came out with the original list. And, of course, now Venezuela has been added to it. I imagine it's a fluid document, and a lot of it's driven by economics. Iraq got moved to the top of the list because they were selling their oil for the euro. Libya got shoved to the top of the list because they wanted to sell their oil for the gold dinar. And it's all about protecting the petrodollar.
They are in a precarious spot here because I think if some of the stuff that the Pilots for 9/11 Truth has got through Freedom of Information Act, if Iran in defending itself or Saudi Arabia in defending itself is allowed to bring this into the discovery process, it's going to be before the courts as evidence that if all they have to do is prove one of those planes had a GPS on 9/11, and they've already done that to my reckoning looking at their data, that planes manufactured in 1991 for commercial use were not allowed to have GPS, and yet one of them is showing GPS in a data field. And the data field was not able to be collated by American Airlines spreadsheets. They had to use a generic one from Boeing, and it shows a GPS is operational. This kind of stuff comes out in these trials for Iran defending itself. 6 million people may very well disappear in Israel.
I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen because
either.
Then the Zionists would have another 100 years of we're the victims, we're the victims, we're the victims, and we don't need to hand that to them on a silver platter, okay?
No, but somebody might. Somebody might. If it looks like the, you know, Unit 7, what is it, Unit 8200 or whatever, their elite hacking crew, technological Army division or whatever, if they were involved in this, Dov Zakayem and that crew, if it, you know, if that comes out and with Iran and Saudi Arabia trying to defend themselves, if that comes out in court, I would not be surprised that it gets settled. These 800 families, you know, reach some settlement without it going through discovery process and evidence that would point toward Israel.
Well, here's the real issue, and it's the reason, one of the reasons why Trump pulled out of the Iran deal. There is something like $160 billion worth of Iranian assets frozen inside the United States. And because of the P5 plus one deal, the U.S. was supposed to give that money back. They never did. And it looks like maybe they don't have it to give. And so now they're trying to carve off chunks of it with these rather ridiculous lawsuits.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, all this time since September 11th, who has ever in the mainstream media claimed that Iran was part of the 9/11 pageant? Until the last few weeks, I'd never heard any connections to Iran.
And then they blamed Afghanistan and launched a war into there. Then they blamed Iraq and launched a war into that. And these days, anytime they're getting ready to invade another country, you know, we can count on the corporate media to say they may have been involved in 9/11. So
it'd be comical if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah, it's a very serious situation.
I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. One more phone call here. Kevin in Pensacola, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great to speak with you, and I hope that y'all are feeling all right with all this sulfur in the air over there. I wanted to sort of connect a few dots. Forgive me for being kind of fragmented. Netflix put on this new documentary about the 2003 bank robber who attached a bomb to a gentleman, had him rob a bank as part of a scavenger hunt. And it's really diabolical. It's really twisted. But I kind of view that like an analogy of certain false flags. And then you've got certain controlled opposition and alternative media who then lead us into the wrong direction. That brings me into Vegas. There are quite a few sites that are, you know, obviously pointing towards conspiracy on behalf of the Mossad and Saudi Arabia in the Vegas shooting. What's your take on that?
I would say that it's an attempt to lay a false trail away. Because so many people think that the Vegas shooting was a gun grabber false flag. I think one of the reasons why the independent media is under attack right now is because every time the corporate media and the government come out with a lie, we take it apart. We find all the problems with it. We find the inconsistencies. We find the contradictory information. Following the assassination of John F. Kennedy, it took something like 30 years before half of America understood the Warren Report was a cover-up. These days, in the age of the Internet, the lifespan of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer.
Do you think Mossad had their hands in it?
I don't think so. I think this was basically another staged mass shooting to push for a ban on sporting rifles.
Okay, I definitely see that as well. On a separate note, you know, Pensacola is next to Eglin, next to Hurlburt, very big Air Force bases. And, you know, we're used to bombs being dropped, but I tell you what, they have been going crazy lately, getting very prepared. And I really hope I don't put him in any harm's way or anything, but my father works with Lockheed, and he's in Tel Aviv at the moment, and they're setting up training for the F-35 over there, and you know, it's amazing. You know, they know it's not really the best aircraft. It's kind of like during the Civil War and many other wars, how they, you know, it's like they try to even the playing field a little bit. We can't make one side too much better than the other so that the war is not over too soon.
Yeah, that's what the military-industrial complex wants. They want permanent perpetual war because that's permanent perpetual money. When peace is declared, the defense contractors all cry.
Absolutely, because war is the health of the state, right?
War is the health of the war business. It's not the health of the state. Look around you. We're living in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but go on out, you know, walk around your town, try and see it as a tourist would for the first time. Look at the cracks in the pavement, the corroded metal, the retail vacancies, the hungry and the homeless. These wars are not good for the ordinary American people. They're only good for the military-industrial complex, and Eisenhower did warn us about this.
He did, and I got into a heated debate yesterday on social media, and it was my farewell address. I told them, you know, the dumbest thing anybody could do right now is to join the military. And, of course, you know, I had some veterans agree with me, but for the most part, everybody just sticks to it. Well, how dare you say that? I had somebody who knew somebody who did something and died one time and yada, 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 and you just cannot get past the programming unless you do it one person at a time, right?
Don't forget, a lot of those people who are on social media are paid to be there to push the propaganda, and they're out there to just you know, push the war agenda, push the American agenda, push the Israel agenda, and they're actually paid to do it. This is a service that most public relations companies will actually offer. You can go to their websites and they'll say, for a fee, we will load up social media with some of our operatives who will basically push your agenda while pretending to be ordinary people. And it's called grassroots lobbying. It is legal. And unfortunately, unlike lobbyists approaching members of the government, these lobbyists talking to ordinary people are not required to identify themselves as lobbyists.
Hey, that gives me an idea. Maybe we should start hiring them as well. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's an AstroTurf movement. Yeah, the sad thing is these are people that I've grown up with in a military town, of course. So most of them have family that have been in the military. But just the level of you know, well, if you've got nothing to hide, you've done nothing wrong. Just people constantly reciting known Nazi propaganda. Like, you have no idea what you're saying, why you're defending it, but it's just emotional impulse. That's all it is, just emotional impulse.
It's also partly people wanting to reassure themselves that they're informed enough where they can express an opinion, but they haven't gone through the work of actually informing themselves about what's really going on. They hear it on TV, they see it on a headline, and they say, I'm up to date, I know what's going on, and they'll thrust themselves into a conversation. And it's intellectually lazy, and it's self-deceptive as well. But that's another part of the problem of trying to get out there in social media and have a meaningful discussion.
You're absolutely right. I think the best thing to do is for everybody to just form email lists and just, you know, try to expand your email list. One thing before I go, is that you singing on that song that's the preamble?
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Okay.
No, I don't sing on this show. You know, I sing in Claire's choir, but I don't sing on this show.
All right. Well, cool. I do like your buffer music as well, and I do appreciate y'all. I donated $20 yesterday, and I'm going to keep it up. So thank you so much for what you do, sir.
Thank you for the donation, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. All right, the phone lines are now empty, and getting on back to Israel. Apparently, there's an organization calling itself Labor Friends of Israel, and it's basically over there, coming on out, like so many others, trying to put a positive face on what happened between Israel and Gaza on Bloody Monday. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, if you want to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, we need your help. We can't do it alone. I mean, for the first 12 years that I was doing my website, I was able to pay for it out of my own pocket. It's just not practical, and we need help. So if you can send in even just a little bit, it's going to help. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call, if you want to become a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. And I do have another announcement. I got a lot of emails about this. Yes, we know that the iPhone app is not downloading our podcast. The podcast system apparently was broken on Monday morning without any warning. May have been hacked. We don't really know yet. They're working to restore all the functions, and RBN is asking for you to be patient. They'll get the podcast back up, and hopefully we're not being censored here. And RBN does welcome a detailed notice of the exact apps you are using as the information may be useful for troubleshooting and reestablishing all of the previous functionality. So we're aware of the problem. I got a lot of emails about this. Okay, let's get back to this story. The Labor Friends of Israel basically came on out trying to blame the victim out there on Twitter. And they made a bunch of incredible claims, trying to claim that Israelis were injured and border communities were attacked by the Palestinians. Neither are true. Not one Israeli was injured, let alone killed, during this massacre. And there were no border communities attacked. They're just out there trying to, as Bush would say, catapult the propaganda to sell the idea that somehow Israel is the victim in all of this. They made us do it, mommy. Now, the Palestinians have recalled their ambassadors from four EU states over the U.S. embassy celebration. And these are four European Union states whose ambassadors attended the opening of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And the Palestinians are very upset about that, understandably. Jerusalem is supposed to be a shared international city. That goes all the way back to the United Nations partition plan that said, yes, we're going to carve off part of Palestine and create a new nation of Israel. But Israel has always coveted Jerusalem. If you look at the maps of the original partition plan, Jerusalem was well inside Palestinian territory. And bit by bit, over the years, Israel has carved out this corridor, and now they're trying to encircle and envelop the city. They do feel that they're above international law. Now, Saudi Arabia is getting ready to confront Trump's illegal decision to move the Israel embassy to Jerusalem, and it was illegal to do so. And they're calling a meeting of the Arab League to discuss what they're all going to do about this. So this embassy move has basically ratcheted up tensions all across the Middle East. And apparently one of the sources, quoted by Egypt's state news agency, is saying the meeting will confront the Israeli aggression on the Palestinian people. And that's exactly what it was. It was an aggression. It was a massacre. Let's call it what it was. The Bloody Monday Massacre. Turkey is urging Islamic countries to review their ties with Israel after what happened down there in the Gaza border. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told his ruling party in parliament Ankara would call an extraordinary summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. So this has just shaken up the entire Middle East, and that's not going to be good for anybody. As I said, what this Bloody Monday massacre is Israel's version of the Amritsar massacre. And it could mark the turning point where Israel's lock on the region starts to slip. Israel was starting to form relationships with other Arab countries, friendly relationships, especially with Saudi Arabia. That may all now be lost. Belgium has summoned their Israeli envoy after she called everybody killed in the Gaza bloodshed terrorists. It was okay to shoot them all, even that eight-month-old baby, because they're all terrorists. They weren't terrorists, they were protesters. This started out peacefully enough, just signs and flags and banners walking along their side of the fence, away from the fence, in accord with Israeli dictates, and the snipers just started shooting people. Every Friday when the marches happened again, Israel shot more people. It was a massacre. It was an atrocity. There's no other way to describe it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there is this doctor, Dr. Tarek Loubani. He normally lives in Ontario up in Canada. He was down in the Gaza Strip treating Palestinians who were wounded, and he was clearly marked as a doctor, and the Israelis shot him anyway, but it was a minor wound, and because medical supplies are in such short supply down there, he didn't bother taping it up or treating it at all. Basically just let it scab on over, and again, it just shows what a terrible situation this is, where Israel is intentionally targeting not just journalists, but medical personnel. Now, I imagine down in South Carolina, those legislators who just passed that law equating criticism of Israel's government with anti-Semitism are probably squirming in their seats right about now, or at least I would hope they would have enough of a moral conscience to be squirming in their seats right now, because they had just passed that law. And then we have this Bloody Monday massacre. And I imagine there's probably, or there should be, a lot of people in South Carolina calling up their legislators and saying, look, you can't say that criticizing Israel for what they just did in Gaza is anti-Semitism. We're criticizing the actions of a government. Anti-Semitism is hating Semites just because they're Semites. This is a just criticism. We're talking about the behavior of the government of Israel. We're talking about actions. This has nothing to do with their religion, has nothing to do with their ethnicity. It is the brutality that we are criticizing. And you cannot criminalize that. That goes against that First Amendment. Okay, we're going to take another phone call from John in Phoenix. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm an employed psychologist. There's a psychiatrist, there's this chiropractor by the name of Mark Miller, M-M-L-L-A-R. He's in town here in Mesa. And he gives out this medicine called lithium orotate, and it's a low-dose form of lithium. It's got a delivery system in it, and it works on deficiencies. And he's running a little operation where he's got kids diagnosed with ADHD, bipolar, depression, and he's giving them 3 to 6 tablets a day, and all these kids are thriving. While the clinic I go to in the state, you know, there's people that are committing suicide 12 times the rate of the national average. And they're giving, you know, all these different pills, all these different counseling and everything else. And it's just like, no wonder the nation is $20 trillion in debt.
Well, that's one of the reasons the nation is in debt.
Well,
but
I mean,
the medical industry...
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, medicine has become just another money-making racket. And that goes all the way back to Richard Nixon, who signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act. Which basically turned medical care into basically a health factory, a McDonald's of medicine, if you will. And doctors these days coming out of medical school, they're literally taught prescribe, 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 sell treatment, sell treatment, sell treatment. One doctor I know basically said that when hospitals rate doctors in deciding whether to keep them on or not, it's how much revenue they generate that they look at first, not what their cure rate is, not whether they've had complaints from patients. It's all about, again, the money.
Yeah, I've been waiting for counseling, and the last few times I've been in my clinic, they've called me in, they've had somebody sit me down, they got a piece of paper in their hand with my address and my phone number, verifying all that, asking me all these questions like, you know, do you have mental illness in your family? And it's the same thing, and they're just sitting there filing this paperwork, not even doing anything while I'm sitting here waiting for counseling.
Yeah, it's a horrible system. I mean, Claire had to wait 3 whole months to get an appointment with a doctor at the Straub, and finally got to see the doctor. Apparently, Claire likes the doctor, and finally got somebody to really look at what was going on with Claire's back, because we had gone to no less than 3 chiropractors, all of whom missed that her L5 was seriously out of place. In fact, I was the one who spotted it because I was in the room for the 3rd chiropractor, and I said, that can't be right. And the chiropractor said, oh, yeah, yeah, that should go back on in. So that was one of the 2 problems, and the doctor has now identified the 2nd problem. And like I said earlier in the show, I'm taking Claire to see the sports medicine doctor right after the radio show today to look at that 2nd problem. But she is doing a lot better. She's just going to have to learn how to be more careful because she is getting OLD. And
don't say that around her.
Yeah, well, you know, she doesn't like me to say that around her. And she's, you know, she's getting fragile, as old people tend to. So we just, you know, she's going to have to adjust her lifestyle. That's just a reality.
Like my second parents. I hope you guys live a long time.
Well, we both come from families with long lifespans. My grandparents all lived to be in their 90s. One of them lived over 100. Same thing on Claire's family. You know, unless, of course, the volcano yaps all over us, and then, of course, all bets are off on that one.
All right, well, take care, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Shifting on over to Iran, there's a very interesting article that came out from Russia Today, basically saying that Trump misjudged Iran. And apparently what this analysis is saying is that Trump was counting on Iran to simply withdraw from the nuclear deal once the U.S. pulled out, which would open the door for an Iranian invasion. But instead, Iran has gone the other way. They're trying to keep the deal together. They're going to all these other countries in the P4 plus one and saying, let's keep the deal going. We're going to engage in trade, and we'll just let the U.S. go its own little way, which is why John Bolton is now out there trying to arm twist all the other members of the P4 plus one to pull out of the agreement. This is all about opening the way for an invasion of Iran, because gosh darn it, Iran is selling their oil for currencies other than dollars. They refuse to allow a private central bank in there, and they're a regional political threat to almighty Israel. So we've got to have a war. We just need a good excuse to do that. But I agree with the analysis in this article. I do think that Trump did misjudge what Iran's reaction was going to be. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yesterday in Chicago, there were several hundred people demonstrating against the massacre in Israel at the Israeli consulate. And let me tell you, every news outlet did cover it, which I was very happy to hear. One of the complaints that the demonstrators did mention, they wanted to know, where are their liberal democratic leaders? They said they are very silent regarding what happened, and they were including the senators, representatives, and other politicians. They were saying, how come you guys aren't out there speaking against what happened on Monday? So, again, I'm very happy that the news media was out there.
Well, that is a valid point here because, you know, the liberals are always out there complaining about everything, racism, abortion, you know, bathrooms that say male and female only. But when it comes to Israel, yeah, they just clam right on up.
Well, do you think you're being either blackmailed or else they're told you're not going to get reelected if you don't if you say something?
Oh, well, that's definitely true of our elected officials. I mean, anybody who speaks out against Israel gets the old heave-ho. Just ask Cynthia McKinney sometime.
Right, right. And finally, it appears that the lady who's in charge of the CIA will be confirmed either this week or next week. Now, isn't it kind of ironic, you know, going what's going on in Israel, now we put a lady in there who believes in torture?
Yeah, I mean, I find that very, very alarming, and I find it very alarming that she refused to say torture is immoral. It's a bad sign, the direction this country is going. You know, we're turning into the Fourth Reich here. You know, use of torture, concentration camps, starting wars based on lies and deceptions, you know, and just spreading across the globe.
Right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. Getting on back to the news here, apparently Vladimir Putin, proving once again that he is a global statesman, is trying to basically act as a mediator between Israel and Iran in order to avoid a war. Now, that's going to be very tricky. Iran doesn't want a war, obviously. They haven't invaded any other nation in a war of conquest in over 200 years. But on the other hand, Israel does want war in Iran as long as somebody else is going to fight and pay for it. So Putin's trying to go on in there and settle things down again the way he did in Syria. So good on him. We already mentioned this just before. The U.S. is holding on to between $100 and $120 billion in Iranian assets, which have been accruing interest, by the way. And after the P5 plus one deal, they were supposed to give that money back, unfreeze it, and they never did. They had to return that money to Iran sooner or later unless the U.S. pulled out of the deal, which they just did. So there was a financial motive as well. We just want to hang on to the money. You know, we never give money back. Once we grab it, we never give it back. All right, another phone call here. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well. I heard about Lady Claire. It sounds like she has degenerative disc disease, possibly, you know, some herniated discs.
Nope.
No?
It's not that.
Well, that's good, because I suffer from that. It's horrible. Anyway, I sent you a link about the CBC. They actually did, you know, kind of a, you know, decent story about what happened on Monday. I was watching, like, I like reading the comments, see what people are thinking. And, you know, it's amazing, Mike. The comments were disappearing right off the page. They have, you know, like the voting up and voting down, right?
Yes.
It was changing right before my eyes. It was just disgusting, a disgusting display of censorship. And, you know, it's a joke. If people think they have a voice by you know, going into these comment sections on certain websites anyways, they're deluding themselves, because it's horrible what they do. If you don't, you know.
Yeah, I gave up commenting on major media websites because my posts would always be deleted.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I've seen your posts on certain websites, and then, you know, I've gone back to them and I've seen that they've been gone. They're just gone. It's we're this is a joke. I mean, you know, I could just imagine what George Carlin would say about what's going on today, right now. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I'm a conservative. I'm very right leaning, but I'm not, you know, up the wazoo, one of these tightwad kind of evangelical, if I pronounce that word right, I don't even know, you know, type of people. I mean, I believe that people should take care of themselves, period. They shouldn't rely on anyone else. You know, and that's just my underlying philosophy. But to see, you know, what's been going on with this liberalization, it's disgusting. You know,
well,
like why should you pay for somebody else?
The liberal model is to get everybody to be dependent on the government, because dependency means control. Dependency means slavery. And during the Obama administration, they were literally running ads for people to sign up for food stamps. Because if everybody is dependent on the government just to eat, then people aren't going to stand up and complain when the government does something really icky.
It's a joke. I mean, you know, inside of every person that is left-leaning is honestly a communist. I work with a couple of people that came from Czechoslovakia back when they were a communist state. And,
yes.
You know, they think that that's great. And I can't understand it. It just, you know, it flabbergasts me to have to rely on someone else for anything at all. You know, sometimes you need a little bit of help here and there.
That's what they were raised with. That's what they're going to think the world ought to be. And again, this goes back to what I was saying about, you know, grabbing kids when they're very young, too young to know that the big people are full of it, and you indoctrinate them with certain beliefs around which their personality will evolve. And once that has happened, they've grown to adulthood. Getting rid of those beliefs takes a supreme act of will. And it can be a very disorienting experience when it happens as well. So that they'll grab the kids, put them in kindergarten, start talking about what a wonderful government and banking system we have. They'll put them in Sunday school and, you know, teach them about the imaginary playmate up in the sky. And if that's what they're raised to believe, they'll go on believing it for the rest of their lives. And certainly that kind of indoctrination was also being used in the communist countries.
Yeah, and there's that religion thing again, too. You know, those chains that people build in their own heads about the way the world works around them, it's just amazing. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch to Don in Iowa. Don, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I see you here on YouTube that you did a segment with Richie Allen, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Richie Allen, he's pretty funny. I listened to him the other day, and he said the mainstream media could not find they could not find an elephant with diarrhea in a snowstorm. That was pretty funny.
Boy, that's very colorful imagery right there.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, but then he gets serious too. But somebody said, I think your caller said, that none of the liberals are saying anything about Gaza, people getting killed in Gaza. I think Bernie made a statement. Bernie, Sanders made a statement about it. I heard he did anyway.
Yeah, he did, but he basically sort of couched it as, you know, the blame was equally shared. And I lost a lot of respect for Bernie Sanders at that point.
Well, he's trying to, I guess he's probably, maybe he's going to run again, and he's trying to position himself a little bit to the more peaceful compared to Trump, maybe is what he's thinking. But I don't know, I think he probably would have been a better president as far as war. He wouldn't have.
If he had won the primary, if Hillary's people hadn't stolen the primary, I probably would have supported Bernie Sanders over Trump. Anyway, Don, got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And let's see. We're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of some of these Patriot broadcasters, ever since the Mount Kilauea eruption, have become expert volcanologists without attending a day of college. Or seismologists. And the thing is... Mount Kilauea has been erupting since, I think, the early 1980s.
It's been in a state of continuous eruption. What's happening now is the eruption is intensifying, and it does go through, usually it's a very slow eruption, which is why people can safely walk on out there up to but not over the barricades and watch the lava flow by, because it's a very peaceful volcano mostly. But every once in a while, it does have a big eruption, and certainly this is the largest in a very long time. The ash cloud is up to 12,000 feet in altitude. There's ash falling over almost all of the big island now. It's not the end of the world. It's not triggering the Ring of Fire because we're not on the Ring of Fire. And I get a lot of emails from people who are obviously concerned about Claire and I. But again, we're not on the big island. We're on Oahu. We're about halfway between the part of the state that got flooded and the part that's on fire. And our home is 440 feet above sea level. We had one bad day last week where the trades had stopped and we were getting a lot of the volcanic gases and our eyes were stinging and so forth. But the only way we'd really be under threat is if part of that south flank of the volcano plunges into the ocean and generates a tsunami. Absent that, this volcano, we're totally safe from it.
Well, even if you have a major eruption, a big rock the size of a refrigerator is not a threat to Oahu, is it?
No, it really isn't. Although they're concerned that this imminent explosive event could hurl large boulders as much as 12 miles. So it's a serious situation for people who are living in the vicinity of the East Rift Zone and Kilauea Crater itself. Of course, there's nothing close to Kilauea Crater itself except for Volcano House and some of the other buildings run by the United States Park Service. The nearest town to Kilauea is called Volcano, but I think they're far enough away where there shouldn't be too much. But again, we don't really know for sure. All we know is the USGS is saying something big is about to happen, and all we can do is wait and see what that is.
Well, you think the state of Hawaii has a plan B to, if they have to move their state capital to another island, just to keep the state
capital? Yeah. The state capital is here on Oahu, and it's not as high above the sea level as we are, but it's not considered to be in an inundation zone. But the inundation zones are defined based on the expected maximum of a seismic tsunami. If that entire south flank were to fall into the ocean, they're talking about a tsunami 900 feet high, and that would pretty much wipe out most of this island, except for those of us lucky enough to be living on the ridgelines. Anyway, George, I got to let you go. We got to do a station break, and we'll be back after these words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.